Back in 2020, I started my own small business of refinishing and refurbishing furniture. And with that came a lot of painting. I was getting really sick of running back to the store and washing out my paint tray liners and trying to keep my paint fresh with a plastic bag, which obviously was not working, especially when I needed to step away from my project. I tried searching for something reusable and nothing was showing up. So after talking with some other DIYers, I knew I wasn't the only one dealing with this issue. This is when I knew something really needed to change. So I created the Repaint Tray. The Repaint Tray is a reusable silicone paint tray liner and lid. No more dried out paint, no more flimsy plastic liners. The Repaint Tray is made of high quality silicone and can be reused over and over. In fact, one tray can last you a lifetime. Just let your paint dry in the liner and see how easily it peels out. And if you need to step away, use the lid to keep your paint fresh for days and safe away from your pets and kids.
Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Hey, welcome back to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I have someone here who's going to redesign our world and remake us and make us look new again. Billy is here. We're going to be chatting about a great invention that she's created, but as well her journey through furniture flipping and all that and kind of where it's taken her. Billy, welcome to Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm so glad to have you.
Thanks. I'm really excited to be here. This is my first Canadian podcast.
What? Yay. We've gone into Canada now. This is great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good, good. Where are you in this big world of ours?
Well, I actually grew up in northern Wisconsin, so I wasn't too far from Canada where I grew up. But right now I'm in Hampton, Iowa.
Nice. Excellent. Have you been to Canada before then?
Yeah, a few times. Growing up, I went fishing a lot with my dad, and we would go to Canada quite a bit.
There you go. And we're very kind people here in Canada.
Yes.
We're very nice. We say sorry a lot for some reason, and A once in a while. But that's great. I love that. Talk about your journey. We were a furniture flipper, painting, restoring furniture. I've been going through your website and everything. It's beautiful, by the way. Talk a little bit about your journey about and how that kind of got started for you in redoing furniture.
Yeah, I've always just kind of been interested in flipping furniture and upcycling and kind of reusing things as much as I could. And it all kind of started back in high school, honestly. I had this dresser in my bedroom, and it was this white dresser with like this pink floral stencil on the top. And as I got into high school, I just realized I'm like, this does not fit me anymore. I don't need pink floral patterns all over my dresser anymore. And I wanted to either get a new dresser or paint it. And my mom just said, like, we're not going to buy you a new dresser. This one works fine. And so I went out and I bought some paint. And that was the first time that I had flipped a piece of furniture. And we actually still have that dresser to this day. It's actually in my daughter's bedroom. And it's still the gray color that I painted it, which I want to upcycle it again. But that's neither here nor there. But I started just kind of upcycling furniture and everything a few years, you know, back then. And then I just had such a love and a passion for it. And, you know, being newlyweds and everything, you can't always afford brand new furniture here and there. And so we took a lot of hand-me-downs and just decided to kind of make it what it was and make it fit the decor that we had. And it just kind of grew into this business because I had so many people reaching out saying like, wow, you did a really great job on this. Would you want to flip this table for us? Or would you want to flip this ottoman or whatever it is? And so I kind of had just slowly started picking up clients here and there and doing it on the side. And naturally, it just kind of became a full-time thing. And I loved it for a long time. And it was a great job. And it's still a passion of mine for sure. I'm still flipping furniture just for fun. But all in all, it kind of turned into a bigger business from it. And that was my invention with the repaint tray, which if you're not familiar with the repaint tray is a reusable and eco-friendly paint tray liner and a lid. So I got really sick of all the plastic waste that I was going through with the plastic paint tray liners, and I wanted something reusable. And I was honestly shocked when I found that there was nothing out there. So I kind of just stumbled into it, and I've been pursuing it ever since.
We chatted earlier on, and you kind of gave me a little insight into how this kind of all came to be. And what I love is this wasn't created in some boardroom by a bunch of suits as they designed something. This was you in a moment of frustration as you kind of had to stop what you're doing and go do something else and come back to your projects. And that was kind of the birth. Can you tell us more about this story? I love how this kind of happened.
Yeah. When I had my furniture flipping business, I was also staying home with my daughter. And I just got really frustrated sometimes when I needed to set aside my projects, but I was annoyed that my paint would dry out or that I wasn't able to keep it fresh enough to kind of go back and keep painting my furniture or whatever it was that I was working on. And I was using the plastic garbage bags or grocery bags, and that was just not cutting it. And I'm sure many of you have tried the same thing or used the plastic saran wrap or cling wrap over your paint trays too. And just, you know, there was never like this perfect solution to the problem that I was facing, especially when I just needed to set it aside and come back to it, you know, a day or two later. And if anybody knows with young kids, you know, when something happens, it's you just got to set everything aside and commit to it. And you just never know when you're going to come back to whatever you're working on. But I just remember, you know, standing next to my garbage can at the end of a day and seeing all the plastic that was in my garbage can. And I just thought, like, there's no way this is sustainable. This is not realistic. And there's just has to be a better way. And I swear it was probably like the next day that I was ordering different materials to see if I could make a reusable paint tray because I could not find anything out there that had existed. And essentially, I just went through this process of contacting a patent attorney and working through different scenarios of how I could just make this realistic. But you're right. It wasn't in a boardroom with a bunch of suits. It was just this idea I had. And I thought, you know, if there's this opportunity that's out there that just by chance landed in my lap, you know, I have to take this because otherwise I'm going to beat myself up if I never took the chance. And I want to know what's going to happen if I do.
And that takes us to repaintstudios.com is your website. And when I look through there, I can kind of get a little sense of the story as well. And you're right. When your kids come to you and they're like, Mom, I need you. You don't have time to wash the tray, clean up the brush, put all the stuff away, seal up the can. But you have to go. You just got to go. Yeah. So what a great idea. So can you kind of, without giving away all the secret sauce, can you kind of give us just an idea of kind of how this kind of works so that we all kind of understand?
Yeah, I mean, there's really no secret to it. It is what it is. It's okay. A silicone and it's a reusable paint tray liner and a lid. So the repaint tray will come with a metal tray, a silicone liner and a silicone lid. So if you need to set aside your project or whatever, you can leave the paintbrush, you can leave the paint roller in the tray and just snap on the lid and you can come back to it weeks later. I have honestly left for vacation or other meetings or whatever, and I have gone away for at least a week and come back and my paint is still as fresh as ever. And that has been the best thing, as well as cleaning up whenever I want to. I had just shared a video not that long ago of my old prototype that I had that still had paint in it back in May. That I just left the paint dried in it and I had gotten my new prototype and I was like, this thing is better. So I'm going to, you know, kind of ditch my old one. And I just left it in my studio space and I found it again. And I was like, oh, this still has paint in it. I should clean that out. And, you know, 6 months later or whatever it was, I was able to clean out the paint, no problem. And I could reuse it again to this day. And that's been just such like a stress relief for somebody who has little kids. And there's just a lot of chaos that's happening left and right that I can put a lid on it when I need to come back to it, or I can clean it up literally whenever I want to, even if it's a year later.
So in the process of creating this, you have an idea of what's going to serve you and your frustrations. Was there anything else that you got feedback from others that kind of helped shape the design of the product at all?
Yes. I went through an entrepreneur class when I kind of started to have this idea, and I mean, ultimately, when you're kind of bringing a product or business to the market, you want to make sure that there's going to be a fit and that there's other people's needs that, you know, that they need or want a product like this too. So I was conducting hundreds of interviews with other painters and DIYers just to kind of see what their frustrations were in the process too. And mind you, I just had to conduct these interviews and just get their feedback without even telling them about the repaint tray or what I was working on. Right. I just needed to interview them without any sort of bias and just say, what are your frustrations with painting? You know, what are some things that bother you? What are some solutions that you've tried that you like or dislike? And I mean, I found that it was like 70 or 80% of people said that they would definitely pay like 2 to 3 times the amount if that meant that they could have something that was reusable and they didn't have to go back and forth to the store. And it was about like 75% of people said that they were worried about the environment, especially when they were throwing out some of their used supplies and they didn't have a really good way of reusing them. And, you know, it was concerning to them and they wanted to figure out a way to reduce that waste. And then another one was a common theme between other moms or parents is that they wanted something that could easily save their paint, because they'd have to set it aside for some time and yeah. There was just really no good way to save it without it getting clumpy or completely dried out. Yeah. So after getting all this feedback, you know, it definitely kind of validated that, okay, I am in the right direction with this and here are some modifications that I could maybe make. But for the most part, you know, it kind of answered all my questions and where I needed to go with the repaint tray.
And there's some environmental aspects as well. If you have paint that you can't use because you're being pulled somewhere else, that paint's going to end up somewhere, right? So you're going to be wasting paint, and that's an environmental impact. So this is a great solution for that as well. I like that.
Yeah. And yeah, so it's not only reducing just in general paint waste, but it's also reducing the plastic waste.
Yeah.
And the repaint tray is recyclable too. So that is something that I've just been able to like really kind of put together and accomplish, which I'm very excited about. So I do have a take back program. So if the repaint tray liner or the lid becomes damaged, then you can contact me and I'll send you a shipping label. And then I'm able to take it back and properly recycle it to be made into different products. So a lot of times that silicone will be recycled into playground mulch, which is definitely a fan favorite. And I'm excited about that. So that is the nice thing. And then you would get a discount code from me to be able to purchase a new repaint tray and get right back to painting.
Whoa. So you have definitely thought about this. I like that. That is great. As far as the actual, you have the idea, you have the frustration point, you're like, I need to come up with a solution. I wouldn't have an idea, a clue on how to create something like this. Is this your given talent? You know how to create things like this from an idea? Who helps you kind of design this and get through the process? How's it happen?
When I first started, it was a complete guessing game because, first of all, I had no knowledge of silicone or silicone materials. You know, the most knowledge I had is that, okay, well, a lot of people use it for cooking or you see it a lot in medical supply. And I guess there is some, you know, in like home improvement for around tubs and showers and everything to help with leaks. But for the most part, I had really no big knowledge around this material. And so I had contacted a company that sells the raw material. And I just asked, you know, like, if I'm making some type of product, you know, again, I couldn't give it away because I didn't have my patent out there yet. And I said, here's the general dimensions and it needs some flexibility. And this is the type of mold that I created at home. Like, what do I need? And the guy is just like, well, you need this, this, and you mix the two parts together and you've got about 5 minutes of working time before it starts to solidify. And I was like, all right, got it. You know, and so I just got this silicone in the mail and I just started prototyping at home just to see how it was going to work. And mind you, my first few prototypes I'm in, they were really rough, but it at least confirmed that, okay, this thing works. And now I can, you know, I can spend a little more money towards the right prototyping to getting the thickness correct, to getting the lid correct. And from there, I spent about 2 years of just interviewing manufacturers, business partners, other people in engineering or that, you know, had more experience with 3D printing and CAD design and everything just to be able to help me put together a better prototype. And that was probably the longest process in and of itself, is just talking to people to figure out what is going to be the next step and the right step to move in the right direction.
To go from a white dresser with pink flowers to this is a yeah. big step, is a big change. And there's no thought back in the early days that this could lead to something so unique and creative for you. And that's what I love, is when people have a great idea and they just take action, that mm-hmm. you get, there's rewards by taking action. There's something will come, you'll unlock something in life just by saying, I can do this. Like, yeah. no one else is doing this. Why not? I can do it. So that's great. What a good story. I love this.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs that you hear of all started just from a crazy idea. And some of those ideas are the best ones, especially when it's, you know, it's meeting a need and it's solving a problem that you had faced yourself. Because if you're facing a problem and you have an idea for it, chances are other people are facing some of the same problems and they want a solution to it as well. You never know.
Yeah. So I want to come back to talking more about the tray here in a minute, but let's talk a little bit about furniture refinishing and repurposing. We have a business called Upcycle Canada. We take things people don't want. We get a lot of furniture that we get asked to come and pick up. We get asked to come pick up pianos, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff, all this wood that maybe grandma had it, and now grandma's not here with us anymore, and none of the kids want it. It's just yeah. going to go in the landfill or get donated to a thrift store or something. And people are like, what can I do with this stuff? It doesn't fit my decor. It's not white with pink flowers. It's white with pink yeah. flowers. It doesn't work. For somebody who's new to this whole repurposing and redoing furniture, any insight, any tips for a newbie as far as what they should do? And because I think it can be quite daunting to think that I'm going to take a piece mm-hmm. of furniture. I don't know what to do with this. It's got some kind of shine on it. I don't know if I got to take all the shine off. Any tips mm-hmm. that you can share with us from your perspective on just basic furniture flipping 101?
Yes. If you are starting from the very beginning and you're just painting something, which is usually a good first step before you get into stripping furniture or staining or, you know, any type of in-depth stuff. But the good thing with painting is it's relatively simple and you don't need a lot of tools to get the job done. But if something has been painted before and you don't have a sander, you don't have, you know, any big tools to scrape it off or strip it down, the best thing you can do is clean it up. Usually you can find like a degreasing type spray that you can use to be able to just wipe it down really good, get any of the dirt and the grime off. And then for sure, if you do have some type of a sanding block or some sandpaper, it's good to be able to scuff it up a little bit. Otherwise, you can always get a really good primer. Do just like a quick prime over it and whatever paint that you're going to use. And if it's a high traffic area, or like, you know, you're going to be using this dresser every day and setting a bunch of stuff on it, definitely look into a different type of finish. More of like, you know, I don't like to use a high gloss, but sometimes that can work, especially for high traffic areas. Otherwise, you can always use, it's called polycrylic. And polycrylic is really great over painted pieces, and it's going to give it that durability to be able to use it long term without getting massive scratches or paint, you know, really scuffed off of it. But painting furniture is one of the easiest places to start before you kind of dive deep into some of the other bigger projects that are out there.
Is there any projects that you're particularly proud of as you look back, besides the white dresser with pink flowers? Is there anything else that you're like, this was a really cool piece, I got to do this for somebody? Or is there a good story behind some of the work you've done?
There's a lot of things I think that I've done in our own house or for other people that make me like really proud that I'm like, wow, okay, I really did that. One I can think of is I built our kitchen island. And when we bought our house, I was pretty adamant about saving as much money as we could and being able to do a majority of the things by ourselves. And one of them, for whatever reason, I was like, I'm going to build our kitchen island. And the amount of times that I had people tell me, like, just hire somebody and whatever. And I was like, nope, I'm going to do it. And I found a plan, and it's from a woman who shares a lot of like beginner DIY projects like that. If you want to build stuff versus like repurposing, I'm pretty sure it's called Beginner Builds, but I'll have to send you the link to her Instagram to check it out later. But she had a plan for a kitchen island, and I followed that, and I was able to build our island and even put electrical in it and everything. And I'm just like super proud of that one, because I can like point it out. It's the center of our kitchen. I'm like, I built this, you know, when people come over. But otherwise, I would say there's a lot of other like small pieces throughout our house that I have used from just different repurposed materials from our farm. Like I used an old ladder from our farm that I found in the shed, and I made that the light fixture above our island. I found a board that I took from the barn, and I made it like a sofa table. And there's just a lot of just random pieces throughout our house that I have used just from our farm in general that has, you know, kind of found some new life to it. And it also has a story. And that's why I really appreciate those pieces.
I always love the story behind something that means so much. And one thing we get to do is we get to do a lot of stuff that maybe has sentimental value, mm-hmm. where the family doesn't have a purpose for it, but there's a story behind it, and they don't want to lose the story. They give it to us. They're like, can you do something with this and give it back to us in a new form? And that's always nervous. I'm always nerve-wracked because if I mess, I only have one. I can't duplicate this thing. And if I mess it up, I'm going to mess up the story. So I'm always a little nervous about that stuff, but I love being able to give back to somebody something in a new form that they can use in a new way. I love the ladder idea. That's really cool. And the sofa table, great ideas. Any other people that inspire you in this space that we can kind of talk about? I'm throwing this at you without giving any warning, but is there anybody that you kind of follow on social media that you're like inspired by their work?
Oh man, there are a ton of other DIYers that I follow on social media. So I can't really name out just one, but I mean, it's just fantastic watching kind of like this space blow up just in the last few years, that more and more people just like want to improve their homes or, you know, save this sentimental piece, but fix it up in the way that was going to fit their home. And I just love watching people being able to just like trying, you know, and it's scary. It's totally scary at first because you're worried you're going to screw it up. But it's one of those like, just trust the process. And even if you screw up, a lot of times you can find a way to fix it. You know, there's always ways to touch it up again. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other people that have inspired me. So maybe I'll give you a couple links after this to some people that I really enjoy following.
Okay, that's great. And we can always come follow you as well. And then we'll see right there. You'll be one of the ones on our list for sure. We need to that. With the paint tray, is there any opportunity maybe in the future to go on a very you can just blink at me if you don't want to answer this question. popular TV show where people sit there and they listen to you talk about your product, and then you kind of pitch them any kind of shows like that idea in the future, maybe?
I'm guessing you're talking about Shark Tank.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
I've had so many people tell me that I need to go on Shark Tank, and I would love the opportunity someday. But I mean, I don't know. We're just going to kind of see where things go from here. And I've got some really great business partners that they've been able to really open up the door and kind of get me into, you know, some awesome connections. And there is the possibility to start distributing in Canada soon. And I would absolutely love that to, you know, be international before I even know it.
There you go. Beautiful. The launch and everything for the tray, where are we at with like the whole process? Like, is the tray available now or is it coming in the future? Let our listeners know about that as well.
Right now, it's only available for pre-order, and the pre-order is only available to those in the United States right now, because we're still working out details with the distribution in Canada. But you can pre-order the repaint tray at my website, which is repaintstudios.com. Otherwise, we are working on the final production right now. And once that production sample comes back and everything looks good, then we should start the full manufacturing process here soon. So I'm hopeful to start shipping out those pre-orders probably in the next month or so.
So they're only going to be available through your website at this point. That's the main spot to get them.
Yep, just through my website right now.
Okay, good. What about like lifespan for the tray? What do you have an idea of how long this tray is going to last for us as we use them on a like semi-regular basis?
Honestly, it could last you a lifetime.
That's
my goal with it is. For somebody who's doing, you know, different projects just about daily like I was, this is a product that's likely going to be able to last you a lifetime. And I mean, the prototype that I did 3-ish years ago, yeah, it's in rough shape just because I didn't have the materials quite right and there's holes in it and whatever. But I could easily still use that first prototype, even though it's in rough shape, and I could still use it today, no problem. But the new prototype that I have right now, that sample I have used 1,000 times over already with so many different types of paints and I've had no problems with it and it's as fresh as ever.
Nice. So the seal then for the lid that goes over top of the tray, like not that we're going to want to try this, I guess, at home, but you can actually like, it's not going to leak. It's not going to drip. Like if somehow it moves or it goes upside down, we're not going to have paint all
I
over
hope
us.
Not. Okay. I hope not. Okay. That's what I'm going to be testing out with this new production sample that's going to be coming to test more of that correct seal and making it more airtight. But that would be fantastic if you happen to like drop it down the stairs and your paint is still sealed in it. That would be great. That is my hope. But yeah. That's why we do tests.
There you go. And also if your kids are coming around and mommy, what's this? Don't touch the paint. Yeah. You can just put a seal over it. You're good to go. It's great. I'm really excited to try this. I can't wait. Again, I'm in Canada, so I got to kind of wait a little bit. But what is your hope from here? Like, as the product comes out into the world shortly and everyone can get one, do you have plans beyond this? What's next now that you have this great idea coming to life?
I have so many big dreams and goals, I think, just with this in general. But I definitely would love to just bring out more versions of this. I've had a big demand of people asking for a miniature version. I have a lot of people that have reached out that, you know, they do like model trains or cars or even like small dollhouses, and they want a miniature version to be able to do like small detailed pieces. Otherwise, I've had artists reach out that are doing more canvas painting or watercolors or something along those lines that they want more of like a palette style reusable tray. And so it's just kind of opened up this door of possibilities and opportunities to be able to like make different versions of this for different people in so many different areas of art. Whether you're upcycling furniture or you're doing a big canvas painting, you know, there's so many different ways that we could take this. So that is definitely my dream, is to be able to expand this and open up more products and bring more products to the table. But for the most part, I definitely want to be able to grow the business, to be able to hire more entrepreneurs, more moms in the business, because there's just not enough flexibility in general for moms, especially in the United States. The maternity leave and parental leave is just, it's lacking severely. And if I can just kind of be a light or just kind of pave the way and be an example for other businesses to be able to say like, hey, a business can thrive and people can still live their life and do the things that they enjoy, then that would be a fantastic end goal to just reach. And I feel like that is my my definition of success, so to speak, is just being able to see other people enjoy life and enjoy the things that they do, being able to work for a company that they love in the long run.
So plans to build this big, massive factory next to your house and have shipping and transports coming to your house all the time? Is that kind of the goal? You're just going to be this big mogul with tons and tons of stuff being created at your house? Or what are you thinking?
I don't want it at my house.
Okay, good. Good.
But the manufacturing is elsewhere, and the shipping and fulfillment is out of Chicago. So it won't be out of Iowa right now. But Yeah, I mean, I would love to be able to expand it like that, but it's not my goal to become a billionaire or anything like that. I could honestly care less about that. This product honestly has just made my life easier, and it has truly taken away just like that small level of stress that I have with being a mom. Like, for example, yesterday we were painting pumpkins, and so it gave me the opportunity to test out my repaint tray with kids paint and just kind of seeing how like that was going to work. Well, it was great because as soon as we were done painting pumpkins, then I can just like I left my paint tray outside for it to just dry in the sun and no problems. And the pumpkins were drying and we went back inside and had snacks. And it was great because I didn't have to, you know, stress about cleaning everything up right there and washing everything out and making sure everything was taken care of. And I didn't get to it until this morning, you know, after the kids already were gone and out the door, and it was no problem. You know, I got the paint washed out and it was great. And if I can just relieve somebody's stress, even just from something small like that, then that's fantastic because it's made a difference in my life. And I hope it makes a difference in other people's lives too.
It's got to be, you got to have some pride in this. I got to imagine to look at that and go, this is something this was my idea. And now here it is in front of me. It's real. I'm talking to business people and making plans for shipping and fulfillment. Like there's people now asking me questions and now I'm the person, the go-to person, like just like your island in your kitchen. I did that. That was me. I was all me. Like I can see the smile on your face. It's gotta be a good feeling to know that you've created something that wasn't there and now it is. Like that's amazing.
It's definitely weird to think about. It is some days like, okay, yeah, I invented something, you know, I don't feel like many people can say that, but I think it'll really hit me when I can like walk into a hardware store or to Home Depot or Lowe's and see my product on the shelf like that. I feel like is going to be the holy crap. I made it, you know, like there I am, you know, all my hard work over the years and I'm able to see it there on the shelf. I think that's when it'll truly hit me because right now I'm the only one with the repaint tray, like nobody else has it. So, you know, I'm like, cool, I made this, but nobody else gets to experience it yet. And I am so excited for that day to be able to like, here, take it, like somebody else use it. I want other people to use it, not just me. So that'll be the day. I think it'll really, you know, hit me how hard I've been working.
You should go one day down the road, go into a big box store, Home Depot or something, and have the person there explain to you your product. Like, how does this work? How does this work? Oh, these things are great. The person made it does this and this and this. You're like, let them talk to you. That'd be so cool.
I was literally just talking to my husband about that yesterday. I was just saying, I'm like, you know what I should do? It should be like that show, Undercover Boss or something, where I'm like, I just go into a store and be like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this painting project. You know, can you tell me what a good paint tray would be or what you'd recommend for supplies? And if they pick out my product and I say, can you tell me about it? You know, it would be hilarious. Like, I would love to just watch that, you know, unfold. And oh, that would be really cool. And I really want to do that someday.
For the moms listening, we talked about that earlier. They want to do something big. They want to build the island in the kitchen. They want to repaint the furniture. They want to come up with a brand new item that can change the world. What do you say to them listening when they're thinking, well, who am I? I'm just one person. What if my idea doesn't work? Like, who's ever going to put faith in me that I can do something like this? What would you say to them?
I'd say a couple things. Number one, just get started. It's easier said than done. I get it. But, you know, when you have an idea and you really believe in that idea and think it's possible, just get started. Even if that start looks like searching Google for something that might be similar or who to talk to, you know, look at your connections and who you have in your phone and just say like, who might know something about this process that could possibly give me some answers, and just take it one step at a time. And don't worry if other people, I apologize, my dogs just started barking.
I have dogs. I didn't hear them, but yeah. Yeah, no problem at all.
I would say the other thing is, even if you don't believe in yourself, we're going to have to cut that out. The dogs are distracted. Can you hear them?
Just slightly. It's fine.
Okay.
It's good.
I got to think of where I was.
What kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, we've got a husky, and we're watching my parents' dog right now because my parents are gone on vacation. And he's the one that likes to bark, and then it starts our dog. Okay. The question was, what would you say to them?
Inspiration, yeah, for women that are thinking about starting something, but who am I to do something? Like, who would ever take my idea, or, you know, how right. can I be successful in this?
Yeah, I would say don't worry about what other people say or yeah. what other people think. I think the biggest thing is if you can, like, really just look into yourself and believe in yourself in that process. And again, just take it one day at a time. You're going to get there. You're going to get your questions answered and you're going to figure it out. I mean, if you're a mom, you know what it's like to become a mom or a parent for the first time. You leave the hospital and you're holding this fresh baby and you're like, what do I do? And it's scary. And that's the exact same feeling when you're starting a business or doing a crazy idea. It's that same thing of like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I know I have to keep this thing alive. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same process where it's just like, you know, okay, I know that I have this friend who's in this business. They might be able to give me some direction. Or I know I have, you know, this possibility in XYZ. So there's always ways to figure it out. And don't worry about what other people say, because the only people that are going to say something to you are the ones that haven't done something or didn't take their ideas to fruition because it wasn't possible for them because they didn't take it as far as they should have. And so they're going to be the ones to belittle you. And it's never going to be the person that is a millionaire or the person that has made it big or anybody that has actually brought a business, you know, to life. Like, those are going to be the people that are going to believe in you and say, you know what, I had a great idea too. And if you have a great idea, I know you can do it. So forget all the people that don't believe in you, because I know that you can do it. And if you need somebody to believe in you, you can come talk to me.
There you go. Right there. So Billy, where do we go for, I could be talking about the website. I know you're on social media. Where are you most active? Where can we connect? There's going to be people who have lots of questions.
Yeah.
There's going to be people who are going to be like, oh, we need to talk. We need to get on the call. And I've got some stuff to talk to you about. So how do we do that? And where do we go?
Absolutely. You can go to my website. It's repaintstudios.com. And you can pre-order there right now if you're in the United States. I really hope to open that up to Canada here soon. But if you want to get directly in contact with me, you can go to the contact page on my website and just shoot me a message there. Otherwise, you can follow me on my Instagram. My personal Instagram is mama_BK. That's where I just kind of share a little bit more about my entrepreneurship journey and just life in general. Otherwise, my Repaint Tray Instagram is just repaint_tray, and you'll be able to see it more in action and just kind of see some of the things that I've been working on there. But those are kind of the biggest places that I'm active right now. Otherwise, you know, again, you can go to my website and you'll be able to see all the links to my other social media accounts there too.
Amazing. Congratulations on a great idea. Thank you. Again, every time you start talking about your product, there's that smile comes across your face. I can tell you're proud of it. I can, you should be. Again, I don't know if I've ever, besides my three children, I don't think I've created anything else. I can't think of anything else. So that's amazing that you saw something, you saw a need, you got frustrated. You're like, I can just figure this out. I could build an island in my kitchen. No, you should hire someone, Billy. No, I'm just going to make my own island. Okay.
Yeah.
I can paint that car, that dresser. I can create a paint tray that saves the environment, eliminates frustration, does everything. If it sounds like a commercial, it should be, because everyone should go grab one and make sure you pre-order it now. Like, you can do that right now. So I'm excited to watch this journey and watch this unfold for you. And I can't wait to go into my local hardware store or whatever and say, hey, do you have the repaint tray? And they're like, no. Well, then you should. Right. I'm going to be the one here pushing it here in Canada as well. So thank you, Billy, for being part of this, being on the podcast. I'd love to stay in touch and get updates in the future as well. And want to send everyone to you. Everyone go buy a tray and then gift one as well. Everyone should buy two. one for yourself and one as a gift. So you can do that through the website, and we'll have links in the show notes. Thank you for creating this, and thank you for making time to be with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Everyone, go check out all the information in the show notes, and you'll find it all right there. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life. dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.